Dublin City Council is to vote on restricting charity shops from opening on Grafton Street. The council says it's trying to recognise Grafton Street's role as a premier retail street and has already placed restrictions on amusement arcades, bookmakers and sex shops, among others. In just a moment, we'll be hearing from the chief executive of Fundraising Ireland. First, though, here are the views of John Corcoran of the Irish Commercial Tenants Association.
I would be quite happy to see them on the street if they could pay their rents, which is highly unlikely. You know, it's very hard to take a position against charity shops. It's very easy to take a position against commercial shops which are unsuitable for the street, like burger shops, convenience stores, mobile phones, bars, bookies, which you wouldn't like to see on a premier affluent trading street in the middle of George in Dublin, premier street in the country. For them to succeed on Grafton Street, they'd have to be very professional and look good, and therefore it could be an attraction to the street. But traditionally, charity shops look a bit dowdy and uninteresting and uninviting. Now maybe they're changing and they're going to look sharper and better. And if they can afford to pay Grafton Street rents, good luck to them.
John Corcoran there talking to our reporter Fionnuala Corbett. With us is Anne Hanafy, Chief Executive of Fundraising Ireland. What do you make of this?
Good morning, Rachel. I think it was really good to hear John's points, actually, because they're kind of the very points that Fundraising Ireland and the Irish Charity Shops Association are making. There is a vote on Monday by Dublin City Council to say that charity shops can't even apply for planning permission on Grafton Street. What we are saying, when Fundraising Ireland is saying, is let them apply. And John had a very good point there, is that they have to, you know, adhere to the rules and regulations. They have to comply with planning permission. They have to look aesthetically attractive or whatever that is in Grafton Street. We agree, Fundraising Ireland, the Irish Charity Shops Association agree with all of that. But we are saying is just let them apply for the planning permission. There's anecdotal evidence at the moment to show that charity shops are more popular than ever, especially during these recessionary times. They're increased footfall as well. Fundraising Ireland just put out research to show that a quarter of all donations are coming in from charity shops at the moment. I mean, that's absolutely enormous.
Didn't he raise another interesting point, though, which is this? Could a charity shop afford to be on Grafton Street? Because we know that the difficulty that's there with the price of rents. I mean, just listening to people talking about Grafton Street being aesthetically pleasing, I have a feeling there are a lot of listeners who'd raise a question over how aesthetically pleasing it is at the moment, because there are so many vacant units there.
Exactly. And the point about rent that you raise, again, I'll go back to what I said initially, is let them apply for planning permission. There might be somebody who will donate them the space. There might be somebody who will contribute to that space. But what we are saying is let the charity shops decide that. And as I said, it's an extremely important source of donations. And I would go as far as to say that charity shops at the moment, they're indirectly, you know, they're saving lives. They're helping people who are in a disadvantaged situation. You know, they're giving a voice to people that are unheard. That's how important charity shops are at the moment.
You're making some big claims for them, but just looking at the list of restricted shops which the Dublin City Council has, I mean, they're talking, amongst others, about amusement arcades, bookmakers, Euro stores and fast food outlets. Though I have to say that one surprises me, because I would have thought that there were several fast food outlets of them
and we all know who they are.
But don't they have a point in the sense that this is seen as the country's premier retail street and they don't want to bring it any further down market?
What I said at the start was that Fundraising Ireland agrees that the charity shops should adhere to the rules and regulation and comply with the planning permission. But our point is they're not even being allowed to apply for the planning permission. And that's really important. As I said, they're a legitimate source of business. They increase footfall. The people are going in. There's nice clothes. People are going in to buy clothes in these recessionary times in charity shops. So they're good for the consumer and they're an excellent source of donations for the charity.
Have you been talking to any any of the councillors who'll be voting on this next week?
No, we haven't been talking to any of the councillors yet. We're going to wait and see what their vote is. The Irish Charity Shops Association, I know, did put in a submission on this as well, making the points here that I'm making today. But we're waiting to hear what the decision will be on Monday.
Are you hoping then that, a councillor or maybe a number of councillors will take this issue on board and maybe try to change the terms of the motion?
Yes, absolutely we are. That's exactly what we're hoping for. I mean, we just want to know their reasons. They're saying it'll detract from the character of the street, but they haven't given the charity shops a chance to prove that. You know, that's mm-hmm. our issue. So just give the charity shops a chance. It's really important for both the consumer and for the charities.
Well, listen, we'll be following this to see what happens next week. But thanks very much for joining us this morning. That was Anne Hanafy. She's Chief Executive of Fundraising Ireland.